This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another session with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Dr. Ken is one of our go-to people here. He is really studying, well, he's always been a student of his craft, but right now, with so much focus on the virus, I want to have, Ken, we'll spend most of our time in this hour, as we have the last couple of weeks, going through the latest the info, we have a two-part series that's up right now on the podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you get the podcast. We've already done two of these, the coronavirus and what Ken believes is our fate as we go forward, what the medical, what he likes to, and he's really good at underscoring the fact that it's all evidence-based info that he has. And what, who's being affected, how it's being affected. So those podcasts are available for you on iTunes or iHeartRadio, Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, all at Google Play, and at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So, Ken, let us continue with our overview here of what is good for us and what isn't good for us. One of the things that we have been playing with, and I say that advisedly, Ken, just before we went on the air here, set me up for his telehealth portal. I guess that's the best way of describing it. It's something that doctors can use now to speak to patients without having to go into the office. So you first started using, was it this week or last week?
Last week.
All right. So how does it work? Explain a little bit of it, because you just we just spent the last 15 minutes sort of cluing in. It's almost like Zoom, but it's specifically for doctors. And so how does it work? How will it change the way you, the virus is changing the way we all live? How is it changing the way you practice medicine? And more importantly, how your patients can get to you and feel like they have info that they need to relax themselves? Because as we all know, a lot of the stuff that goes on is created by not having awareness, not having information. So you get worried, your immune system gets knocked down, and you get sick. So this is a great step in trying to alleviate that, as far as I can see.
It sure is, and I don't want to get political, but I want to give credit where credit is due. The Trump administration amazingly got rid of all the red tape to do telehealth so simply in record time. And approximately March 7th, all the doctors got notified that starting immediately for established patients, that CMS would pay the same rates they pay for a face-to-face office visit as they do using telehealth. And telehealth has been out there, but it has had these issues, regulation issues, and the states got rid of those. The federal government started reimbursing it, and amazingly, it all came together, and it really works. It's remarkably easy. All you need is either a mobile phone. You give the doctor that phone number, and as Doug just experienced with me, I rapidly text you, and you just click on that link, or you can do it from a computer. We can send you an email, and you just click on that email, and you can use your computer at home if you have a camera and a microphone on your computer, and it's really simple. It works remarkably well. And, you know, I can't do an electrocardiogram using telehealth, but I can do a lot. I can see you, talk to you, and a lot of what we do is visual, and it remarkably is helpful in this current time.
To take an example of what we were just talking about, I said to Ken while we were having our chat, and I've been talking, Ken and I talk almost every day, about whether things that we have to do with the program or me and my health or others that I'm curious about that can't get to him. And so we were just as he's in his studio, doing the program, we're talking about how this works. And then Ken said to me, I look tired. And so that's, you know, you can see what the patient looks like without them being right in front of you, which is a good thing. If you're just talking to somebody, you don't, without seeing them, you don't get the real feel.
Exactly.
And I am tired. I didn't sleep well last night. I haven't slept well for a couple of nights. As much, you know, there's a lot of things that are riding on this, and sort of I have the weight of all of my programs on my shoulder because I don't have, you know, there's nobody else doing this but me, kind of. I've got good support staff, but it really rests on my shoulders, and I think I'm thinking about that and things at the farm, and so those have weighed more heavily. I usually sleep very well, but it is very interesting because when I don't sleep well, even for a night, it shows on my face, which I think is, if I've had a good night's sleep, you can tell easily by looking at me.
Yours looks about two nights.
Well, I would say that I've had a couple of rough nights, yeah. I think that that's accurate. So this is really, this is superb. But these people have to be clients. So they have to be patients of yours.
No, and actually, as of last week, it also, telehealth got established for non-established patients. So for new patients, you can also telehealth in the same circumstances. It gets reimbursed just like it would face-to-face.
And so how do they give you the information, though, so that you can charge the appropriate insurance companies?
They can take a picture of it and just send it to us.
Wow. I think that, you know, we all are talking in different degrees about how things are going to change, whether this is over at the end of April or, as some suggest, it may go to August, what the world is going to be like coming out on the other end. There have to be wholesale changes in how we do things.
I would hope this is one of the good things that come out of all this, because this, I would think, would be hard to take away from patients and doctors.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. If you like his approach, you can certainly call him and get, if you call the office, you can line up a teleport so that you can telemedicine. What's it called?
Telehealth appointment. It's not even a port. It's just using your phone or your computer. Telehealth appointment.
How long do people have to wait in order, if they call your number at the office, 352-735-1400, how long would they wait for a return call and the appointment would be set up?
They would get a call immediately, hopefully, and then we would schedule you just like we would any other appointment. And that's the beauty of it. You don't think about it as a different or special appointment. It's just scheduled like
that. So you don't have to even go there now.
Exactly.
You can call Ken from anywhere in the country at
352-735-1400,
anywhere in the world. I bet that'll, you'll be up all night instead of working 18 hours a day. You work 20. Attention, speaking of hardworking Americans like Dr. Ken, if you're paying too much in taxes, there's a new company called Family Tax. Family Tax will get you an extra $5,000 or more back from last year's tax returns, the previous 3 years' returns, as a matter of fact. So even if you've already filed this year, don't worry about it. Call 800-262-0318 and get the Family Tax Company to look at your past 3 or 4 years' tax returns and see if they can get you $5,000 or more. If they don't get you back at least $5,000, their services are completely without cost. No payment from you if they don't get you at least $5,000 back. Pretty good deal, right? All ex-IRS employees, so if you wondering how do they figure this out? Well, they know. if anybody knows, they know where you can save money. 800-262-0318. What a great deal, huh? Especially at this time, we're all looking for our check from the government or whatever it is. Unemployment being the way it is, here's this kind of a haven in the storm. Family Tax. 800-262-0318. Call them now. See if you can get $5,000 back. If not, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost a call, certainly. 800-262-0318.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on this week's edition of Good Day Health Podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. So we're talking about telehealth and how you can use it. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the virus. There are a lot of studies going on right now, obviously, as you can imagine, to see where this thing came from. I've looked at any number of reports. I don't know whether you and I have talked about the fact that this virus isn't really a living organism, and why it responds to soap and hot water. It's got a layer of fat over it. I don't know if they're important for people to know. What people want to know is how they keep from getting it. And if I see anything that would indicate that, it's making sure that you are keeping a physical distance from other people, right? Isn't that what you're telling people?
Absolutely. You want to stay out of crowds, and you want to try and keep that 6 feet social distancing around you. And the reason is because it spreads one of two ways. It spreads usually by somebody coughing it out into the air, yep, and it'll stay around for a few hours. And within 3 feet is how far the virus gets when someone coughs it out. So if you stay, the recommendation is 6 feet, you're well within that zone. The other way you get this is by the virus sticking to a surface, and it seems to be able to do that pretty well, and then you touching that surface and then putting your hands on your face, especially your mouth, your nose, mm-hmm, or your eyes. And that's why you want to wash your hands so that you don't touch your hands to your face. If you avoid that, you should do pretty well. And
all right,
the other thing to remember is, because people are so anxious and stressed out about this, is that 99% of us are going to survive this. And it looks like the upswing, the increase in people dying or getting this is not happening. So there are increases, but it seems like the increase is decreasing.
Well, unless you're in New York City or Los Angeles, and then it's
even
a nightmare.
Even in New York, the admissions to hospitals, the increase has decreased, as we heard the governor in his news conference say yesterday.
One of the things that's most important here is to not let your mind get out of control, because as I have said so many times on the air and in my life, spirit, mind, body, all are connected. If your mind goes wacko, your body's going to go wacko. And it's easier said than done. Listen, nobody knows that better than me. But you got to practice meditation or things that will calm you down. Just take deep breaths, much as anything else. Ken and I continue in a matter of moments here on this week's Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trucking along here, I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is at your service and on your side here on this program. And now the telehealth thing, I can't get over how telemedicine is going to be. I can see so many people that hear you on the air here wanting to call and see if they can get an appointment. You're going to have to work Saturdays and Sundays too, Ken. 352-735-1400. Now, yes, celebrities are calling attention to this for sure. The Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson thing where they seem to be getting better. The Prince has it in England. And so I suppose the more people who are well known who have this that transmit their experiences help people to understand what's going on. You think that is that true, you think?
Absolutely, because I think that most of us still don't know anyone who has it. And most of us are just getting our information from the media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not really, that's one of the things that people, the psychologists say, stay away from the news on TV because it's nothing but damaging and it's not really accurate much of the time anyway. It's all sensationalized and fear-based. And so to get to the bottom line, you listen to people like Ken who have your best interests at heart. No question about that. The immune system. And how it works, because this isn't really a living organism, and it was developed by people who wanted to make sure they got around that. I read something, Ken, where the research now is showing that wherever it was done in this laboratory, what was created
Whoa.
Was something that wouldn't be able to be it can't be fought by our immune system.
Whoa, stop. You need to review, you know the Scripps Institute out in California?
Yep.
That's a pretty reputable research institute, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
What you need to do, because prior to me reading the report that just came out from the Scripps Institute late last week.
The one that shows you can use malaria.
No. This is a report that looked at the genetics and structure of this new virus. They're studying it under the electron microscope. They're looking at it genetically. And a group of scientists, it was led by Scripps, have concluded beyond any doubt that this was just an act of nature, that this virus was not constructed.
Wow. That sure differs from a lot of other stuff.
So take a look, because I know all the arguments, and it's mm-hmm. sure, it does surely seem possible to, and believable and circumstantial that this was created in the lab near Wuhan. But read the Scripps group, and because they wanted to tackle this, and they conclude after looking at it structurally, especially that little piece that attaches to human cells.
Yeah.
And they have concluded beyond any doubt that this was just a random act of nature. It looks so much like the bat coronavirus, and this, in their conclusion, beyond any doubt, was just a freak of nature.
Isn't it interesting how we can have such different points of view, and both of them come from credible sources? I know that they're credible. Certainly you're credible. At this point, you know what? It doesn't really make any difference.
Correct.
What we need to know is how to deal with it and how to get rid of it if we're going to be able to do that. And I want to talk about that as we continue here in the next half hour of this week's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Florida. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks in the face of the coronavirus crisis. That assumes the Senate-passed stimulus bill now clears the House today and is signed by President Trump. Mnuchin says
the American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
In the interview with CNBC, Mnuchin brushed off some concerns about a record number of weekly jobless claims last week, nearly 3.3 million. Southwest Airlines now cutting 1,500 daily flights as the virus slashes demand for air travel. China banning most foreigners from entering the country now to combat the virus. and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Next up, Dr. Ken Kronos and I dealing with the fact that our immune system, we were talking about how it comes about, and at this point, I don't think that it makes any difference because we all have to confront it the same way. And distancing is one thing. If you have a strong immune system, I think you believe that if we have a strong immune system, we can defeat this virus. Does that mean that all traces are gone or that it comes like Epstein-Barr? Once it's in your body, it never comes out of your body. What happens when our immune system, healthy immune system, attacks this thing and gets rid of it eventually?
Well, there was a hopeful report a couple of days ago, a case report, as doctors like to call it when they're published in medical journals, in Nature Medicine, very, very reputable medical journal, about an individual who got sick with it, and very shortly thereafter, just a few days, with no treatment, but their own very good immune system had no more virus titer. So what this case report is demonstrating is that, not for everybody, but it is possible with a very healthy immune system to fight this thing entirely and get rid of it. And that's why for many, there are going to be minimal, mild to moderate symptoms, and this is just going to go away. And that's how this course will be for about 80% of people who get this. And then there's only going to be a small fraction of the of people who are going to need hospitalization. Maybe 5% of the total will need hospitalization, and a fraction of those will need the really, really intensive care treatment.
So I'll use myself as a guinea pig. I usually do here. I'm happy to be able to express what is going on with me. I said to you a little while ago that I have this cough that develops in the spring and in the fall when there are allergies to be exposed to. And I've been, as I drove across the country last week, exposed to lots of stuff, and I found myself coughing. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, is this the cough that I get every year that's related to my allergies, or did I pick up the virus? And so far, you asked me if I had a thermometer around. I don't feel like I have a temperature, although I felt a couple of times late in the day like there was a flush. It lasted for a few minutes, and then it kind of went away. But I think, would you agree that I have quite a strong immune system?
You have a strong immune system, but you just came out of California.
Yep.
And
drove across the country.
Yes, and the symptoms are, as you point out, is a cough. And you don't have to have all these, but people may experience a cough, fever, sore throat, runny nose, and difficulty breathing in severe cases. Even some diarrhea has been noted in some cases. Mm-hmm. But the cough, the fever, those are the most common symptoms, sore throat, runny nose, and then in severe cases, the shortness of breath. But, Doug, this time of year, you do get a cough, but this time of year, you don't get sweats. So what I would do is it would be nice if you had the ability to measure your temperature, but since you're having some symptoms, you should stay in isolation.
I have been in isolation.
Okay.
I haven't been around anybody.
So have somebody go get you a way to measure your temperature and throw it through your window, and and then monitor your temp. And this is what we want for all of our patients. You are breathing well. I saw it. I just did a telehealth session with you. You were breathing well. You were in no respiratory distress. I can tell that by looking at you. So you're not somebody who we want to come to our office or go to the ER. We want to do telehealth with you. I will, via telehealth, keep an eye on you. And as long as you look in no acute distress, we don't want you in the office. We don't want you in the hospital. We don't want you getting exposed to other things right now. And we don't want you exposing others if you, in fact, do have the virus. And you will get better. You don't have any chronic illnesses. And all due respect, the age puts you at a little bit of risk, but you have an outstanding immune system. And we'll get you better at home and see whatever this is. And the full incubation period is 14 days. Most people show up in 5 days. And by 11 days, almost everybody demonstrates it, but it's a full 14 days to tell. And we'll get over this in a way in how we want everybody else to deal with this.
Well, here's how my grandson was exposed, and this is what made me think about it, and that's why I want to go to the anxiety that people are having over this, because I think the fear of it, lack of knowledge, all of that sort of thing can add to the cost of this virus, the personal cost of this virus.
Yes, worse than the problem.
Yeah. So my grandson had gone to a preschool last year, and on, a week ago Friday, the school closed down. A week ago Thursday, the father of one of his classmates was diagnosed to have coronavirus. So Miles was exposed to it through his friend in school. So I'm around him all weekend, and I'm around him on Monday when I leave, give him a big hug and a kiss, and see you later, Gramps, and that sort of thing. And then Megan called me the next day and said the father had been told that he had it, and so everybody in the school was alerted. So he actually had, my grandson had a test. They stick the thing down your nose. It was very uncomfortable, very unpleasant. But he resounded, kids come back fast. And if he had it, Megan would have been told yesterday, by the testers whether he tested positive, and she hadn't heard anything, and they said, if you don't hear from us, don't worry about it. But I wonder how many of those circumstances are being repeated, as I just described, around the country.
Quite a bit, but how they're being a little bit differently repeated is that they're being spread to grandpa by a child who has the virus. That's why right now, if there is risk, we're unfortunately keeping grandchildren away from grandparents. And that's part of social distancing, a very important part of it. And I think as time goes on and we really flatten the curve, we're not going to have a universal, everyone social distancing, but we'll select out the people who are at most risk and isolate them and let everybody get back to their lives.
All right, so here we go. We continue with our focus. Dr. Ken is here on Good Day Health. Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production at the factory in Minnesota, just outside of St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, the company is providing masks for hospitals. That's all. They've shut down the pillow manufacturing, other things they do in the plant, and now the 1,500-plus people that work there are concentrating only on making masks for hospitals. So that's what's going on at the MyPillow plant. Meanwhile, they still want you to get the best night of rest every night. Maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and your pillows. Right now, the BOGO sale is going on for everything in their catalog at MyPillow.com. So you need new pillows, new sheets, all of the things, the pillows, you can wash them and dry them. That's what I've done this week with all of my pillows. The MyPillows are supreme. The sheets are fabulous. The towels, anything that's there, you get in the BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. So go to Radio Listener Specials. There's a page at MyPillow.com called, the tab is Radio Listener Specials. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. And if you order Mike's new book that tells his story from drug addict to success, he was a drug addict, your entire MyPillow order will ship for it didn't cost you any money. It's free. Plus, give you a $25 gift certificate for anything that you buy when you go back to visit MyPillow.com. So don't miss this opportunity. Buy one, get one free on all the things in the catalog at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV when you're checking out at MyPillow.com. Again, that's promo code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military, at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. healvets.org.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, as we work our way through one of the things I touched on it a minute ago, anxiety, and how that, again, in your mind, creates things in your body. What do you tell? If you see somebody that's obviously anxious when you do your telemedicine routine with them, Do you tell him to see a shrink? What do you tell him?
Well, I get a sense of how severe it is. We can do some deep breathing together during the session and just slowing down the breathing and doing some exercises together. And depending on how they're feeling, we talk about what options we can use right now to get the steam out of our ears for stress reduction. And if I get the sense that that's not enough, and I would suggest telehealth with a psychologist or psychiatrist to get some counseling. Mm-hmm. Telehealth is an excellent way to get therapy.
I know you love it, man. This is your new thing. I think it's pretty amazing. Let's talk about New York and the situation there. We may have a really unique situation on our hands there. They're doing a new drug trial. How has that come to pass, and what does it look like?
Yeah, we've talked, you and I, about hydroxychloroquine. This is the drug that's called Plaquenil, the brand. It's also been used as the generic for probably 50 years to those who were in Vietnam were all taking this on a daily basis, or weekly, I should say, on a weekly basis to fight malaria. And this is a drug that's been around and prescribed appropriately, has a pretty good safety profile. It can, when it's used inappropriately or in the wrong patient, have some serious heart or eye issues. So that's why it shouldn't be over the counter, or shouldn't take it on your own. But with the guidance of a doctor, it's a longly used, safe and effective drug. And what's so exciting, and we talked about this last week, is this peer-reviewed publication in a medical journal, a French group set up to do clinical investigation to test new and old agents against new and old diseases, published an excellent scientific clinical investigation showing, and I'll just, the tidbit everyone's excited about is the six patients that they gave both the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak after 6 days later, the patients had no viral titer to be measured, which is dramatic. All six were cured of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And that's what's gotten everybody excited. And there are now additional reports of patients who were giving their last rites. They had their last conversations with their family. And they swear that the introduction of these two drugs is what has kept them alive. And the nice thing is, this past Monday, 10,000 Z-Packs were dropped in Manhattan, along with plenty of the hydroxychloroquine. And in a few weeks, we'll know even in a bigger study, because all of this will be reported out of New York City. And as we speak, there's a 1,500-patient study going on at the University of Minnesota, which we should know shortly the results. And I think, in my read, I read the article in the publication. Anyone bashing this, I say, go read the publication, the actual publication. Very exciting, very good science, and I'm very encouraged by this.
All right, so if we get to, we got coming up in just a moment, questions for Dr. Ken. I'm guessing many of them are going to be about the virus itself and the telemedicine routine that you've gone through. This is really, there are a lot of exciting developments and a lot of helpful things will come out of this. You can be sure of that. Keep your hopes high. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlode shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. The connection for a telemedicine connection to Ken is 352-735-1400. See if you can make an appointment with Ken to do his new telemedicine routine. First question has to do with electrolytes. If we drink a lot of electrolytes, will that help our immune system? Will that help enhance our protection? I've heard a lot about electrolytes over the years. Is that something that can help you boost your immune system or at least deal with the virus, Ken?
Well, that's something we should do always to make sure that our body is functioning optimally. Remember when from high school chemistry about tone, that you have to keep something in the fluid to keep the fluid in the pipes. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. The way the circulation works in the body, the circulation pipes, they're porous. There are holes in them. It's not like the pipes in your kitchen. So when you drink, unless what you drink has the same tone as blood, it will leak out of the pipes immediately. If you're very thirsty, that's where plain water, what doctors call free water, does work. It fills up the pipes. But unless you're very thirsty, you have to have something in it, electrolytes, in that fluid, or it will just leak right out. It needs to be the same tone of blood. This is the idea behind Gatorade. So you want to drink juice or Gatorade or something that has tone, that has something in the fluid, not just plain water, unless you're very thirsty.
All right. Next question has to do with whether your sneakers, your shoes can carry the coronavirus. Can you enter your home or can the virus enter your home on your shoes?
Simple answer, yes. CDC current recommendation is take off your shoes or sneakers, whatever's on your feet, before you enter your house.
What is a ventilator? That's a good question.
A ventilator is a machine that helps people breathe when they can't breathe on their own.
So how much is that something that's in short supply? I've forgotten with all this stuff.
Well, it's in better supply than we thought, because initially we didn't realize that we had all these ventilators that are used for surgery, elective surgery, to give anesthesia, and these can easily be converted to ventilators that can be used for people who can't breathe because they have an infection in their lungs.
Are members of Congress, people working in Washington in close proximity, in danger? It seems that there are a couple of senators, aren't there, this week, a couple of congressmen that have tested positive?
Yes. Anybody in a large group, the recommendation is groups smaller than 10, and obviously the Senate and the...
They've set a very poor example for on physical distancing, it would seem.
Aren't groups of larger than 10? So everybody, anyone is at risk if they don't, if they're not social distancing, and you just want to keep some space and just stay out of large crowds.
So why is it, there is a question here about the focus that's been given to some people in jail, people wondering if they can't get out of jail, how are they getting this, are they getting it from the guards? I suppose that is... That seems to make common sense, doesn't it?
Well, there are people, having never been there, I don't know exactly how it works, but what I understand is that there are deliveries which they put a big kibosh on. There are people who, you know, come in to do maintenance, certainly the guards, but there are people from outside that have to bring things in, work on construction, work on maintenance in the facilities, and so from the outside it's coming in, visitors, and it's interesting to find out what's going on with visitation rights right now in some of these institutions, because certainly that would be an easy way to get the virus in.
Well, I just think it's very, when I'm looking at some of these posts that are around, and I'm guessing you're going to get some of this stuff on your telemedicine connections, people are just, I'm going to underscore this again, and I guess in the form of a quick question because we only have a few seconds. Getting to a place of calm in your life may be the most important way of calming down. A lot of people take baths and showers. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. Hot baths lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. That was just published this week in Heart Medical Journal. But realize 99% of us are going to survive this. Realize that probably many, many more are going to die from flu this year. Already in America, anywhere between, it's been estimated, 23 to 45,000 Americans already have died from flu
this year. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the podcast is at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.